What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
I got called a fat slut when I was 13.
Oh my God.
That was rough.
Shamed by online bullies.
They found the picture where my girlfriend and I, we were kissing.
Victimized.
How did you go from Alex Dunphy to being a whore?
A mother's worst nightmare. Her daughter bullied.
If you're reading this, I'm most likely gone.
To death.
Sorry.
Online bullying and harassment of women is at an all-time high, and it's just getting worse. 4 in 10 Americans have experienced it, and 70% of women say it's a major problem. On a daily basis, women, and especially those in the limelight, deal with the worst kinds of profanity, as well as rape and death threats. From anxiety, depression, to suicide, the consequences are severe and undeniable. When I was growing up, I didn't have this.
No.
My version of bullying was a slam book, and that was where someone would be targeted.
Well, those still existed in my high school.
Or a rumor in school.
Right.
Somebody saying something about you. But you
exactly.
would locate the person, look at the person in their face, or, you know, it was another experience. Had nothing to do with someone that was hiding behind an account.
Now it has been elevated to the nth degree because of the accessibility. Any platform is worldwide. all of us have suffered a bit of the bullying and online harassment. Here's an example of one of mine. I had COVID in November of 2020. I posted a video message saying, look, I want you to know I'm okay. One of my best friends is a world-renowned infectious disease doctor, and she gave me these things to take, so I'm going to share them with you. I usually don't read comments, but I go, oh, let me see. This was one of them. Bull crap! How did you get so famous, Gloria Estefan? Are you a communist, Illuminati, Freemasons, Jesuit? Boy, they're covering their bases.
Maybe she's all...
The numbers are a lie. Coronaviruses have been on this earth forever. We cannot keep wearing masks, living in our homes, or doing what the government tells us to do. You, of all people, should know this. Stop pushing us to be a slave to the government. All I did was say, I had COVID, I feel good, and this is... what I took. Illuminati. Well, that part you got right, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Illuminati. What the hell can I tell you? Flaca, I mean, you have a daily show.
Yes.
It's a gossip show. It's an entertainment show. You also take a lot of abuse.
There were some days that you get beautiful things, but then other days, if I said something in the show about someone that has, you know, millions of fans, and the fans didn't like it, they attack you.
I know that many times they would even attack Loring and Lina.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. They've told Lina, you're ugly, and that's why your father abandoned you.
Something that is not even true,
has nothing to do with the reality of what's going on.
They go to the lowest place.
The lowest, yeah.
Hurtful, about, like trying to hurt them.
Yes.
Well, and yeah. you were bullied. The very first post you put online was in 2015.
Yeah.
When you decided to share a photo of yourself, which I find you incredibly cute and adorable in the photo.
I had just cut my hair. To me, posting that picture, I was excited.
You were happy with the picture.
I was happy with it. I'm like, oh, I feel more like myself. More people than not were like, oh, my God. Lesbian, just come out of the closet already. Such a shame. Your mom is so beautiful and you have to look like that. Pick another career. God, and I was like, what the hell? Like,
who takes the time to do that?
There's always ill intent on the other side of that comment. And this was probably one of the only comments.
The post about you and Jem.
Almost made me sick. I was dating Jem for a year and I posted a picture and somebody put, I hope that you both get sexually assaulted with a rusty metal stick that has AIDS on it, and you die a slow and painful death. I was like, whoa. And I just deleted it, and I took a deep breath. But that one I thought about for a while because people will really hate without knowing anything about you, merely for a choice about you that doesn't affect them at all.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Cyberbullying can be particularly traumatic for the LGBT community. Pop star Lauren Jauregui, who rose to fame with the girl band Fifth Harmony, was publicly outed, and the opportunity to come out was stolen from her. Welcome, Lauren.
Ben Pagan.
Hello. All right, let's cut to the chase. So I have been very lucky that Perez Hilton, who was a card-carrying fan of my fan club, has kind of been hands-off of me.
That's nice.
He usually is not hands-off of anyone. For those of you who don't know Perez Hilton, he became a famous blogger by
cyberbullying.
In 2016, he was the harbinger of doom for you.
I had been dating the girlfriend that I had at the time for like probably a year at that point, but we had fallen in love when I was like 15. I was at my uncle's wedding in New Orleans, and my aunt like very innocently posted the photos from the photo booth onto her Facebook page. It was like a link for the family to be able to click on, and my fans are just a little wild, and they found the picture where my girlfriend and I, we were drunk, so we had taken a picture kissing.
So Perez?
He definitely outed me. I wasn't ready, because I'm also Latina.
Yes.
You know, so there was that whole looming thing of like, what is my community going to feel about me? Are they even going to accept me? I know that my family obviously accepted me, but was that something that they were willing to deal with on a public scale? Because I had family members who hit me up once it came out, who hit my parents up.
Did
like,
your family know?
Oye, ¿qué está pasando? Some of them did, some of them didn't.
Got
like, my immediate family knew, but, like, outsourced family didn't know.
Yeah.
But it was, like, in news
articles. So you were outed to the public.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, if you're not ready, and this is a big portion, people, they take, you feel like something has been taken from you.
I felt like my own process was violated. I mean, I've had a lot of cyberbullying.
What was the first one?
The very first one was before fame even hit me. It was in sixth grade where some friends of mine created like a whole page on AIM pages. Like some, like people that I considered friends. I liked this boy. This boy liked me back. This is sixth grade drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? One of my friends really liked him at the time. And so she was really hurt that I had said yes to being his girlfriend at field day.
Oh, boy.
And so she and like a whole group of
my friends created a page that was like, Lauren is a slut.
An online slam book.
There you go. Online slam book. And they posted it. And then like everyone that was in my school saw it. And I remember coming home and seeing it and just feeling sick to my stomach because I was like, these are girls that I consider my friends. And they're like publicly humiliating me and calling me a slut when I have never even kissed a boy.
Yeah.
Now these girls are like mad at me and not eating lunch with me. And I feel like a slut. And I didn't even
know. Change your image of yourself?
Exactly. And I didn't even know what that meant, really. You know what I'm saying? And also, what is a slut?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's a word made up to police women.
Exactly. Yes. Get it, girl.
And their sexuality and their expression of their sexuality.
What happened in Brazil?
I think I was like 18 or 19. And I was minding my business on the rooftop in a bathing suit, going in the pool. Later on that day, I go online and there's just a slew of me tagged in a photo that was taken in my bathing suit at an incredibly unflattering angle from a dude who was on another roof. Just a grown man taking photographs of me in a bathing suit. That's the picture. To this day, that makes me want to cry.
It sucks that it makes you want to cry, but you look great.
Thank you, but I have body image issues.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I've had them since bullying that happened to me in fifth grade. People telling me that I was ugly and people telling me
What are they, blind?
The amount of comments that I got, they were like, oh my God, you look like a whale, you're so fat. I realized I was searching for these negative comments because they were the validation of my insecurities.
Mm.
Your mind looks for evidence of what you already think is true. I spent the next week crying. Feeling so terrible in my own body because I was just like, I have no control over how people see me. I have no control over whether or not my half-naked body is going to be slathered somewhere. They can just do that. And I have to just sit there with that. Like, people's whole identities are being a troll.
Yeah.
Online.
We're public figures.
Right, facts.
It is our privacy gets invaded and we have to be able to take it. But there's certain things that we should not take.
But the people online, they don't consider celebrities
they
human.
Elevate.
They don't.
They're like, oh, well, you're so privileged. You should be able to deal
to
with
take it.
You knew what you were getting yourself into.
How can we give people out there tools and recommendations on how they can work through some of this stuff? Because not everybody can afford therapy. If you could share some of the things that have made you feel better.
I've noticed that the way other people's comments about me affect me has way more always to do with how well I'm keeping up with my own self-care.
Okay.
What I think about myself when I'm reading that comment.
Mentally and emotionally?
Mentally, emotionally, and physically. I've learned physically is a thing for me. I exist as a whole person. And who is that person? Am I happy with her? Because if I'm not happy with her, I'm always going to be looking for the negative comment that validates whatever it is I'm feeling about myself.
Right.
But if I understand and come from a place of self-love that is so strong and fortified, I don't care what people say about me.
Yeah.
Because they don't know me.
Right. You know you.
Right. You know that now.
And God knows
me. You know that now.
I know that now.
It took a long time for you to feel like that.
Oh, it's still taking time. The knowledge is one thing. Integrating knowledge is a whole nother. Because to me, this deep-rooted, like, I want to make you feel terrible about yourself. Those people are not well. There's something mentally
malevolent.
Yeah.
Wrong with the way that they view life.
There's people that have bad intentions. So I say, I surround myself with light and that will not penetrate my sphere.
Yeah.
But if there's something I can do about getting them out of that space, I will.
Yeah.
And I'd like to actually add somebody to the conversation right now. Ariel Winter is an actress with a long list of credits, but is most widely known for her portrayal of Alex Dunphy on the TV series Modern Family. But Ariel's success in the spotlight came at a cost. She became a target for online bullies and was just 12 years old when she was assailed by cruel and hurtful comments about her body and appearance. This constant scrutiny only worsened Ariel's depression, from which she is still healing.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome, Ariel.
Yay!
We're up to after.
Hi. We're like air hugging. Okay.
Thank you both. You know, it's an important conversation that we're having. You grew up in the public eye.
I started working in the industry when I was 4, and I got my first movie when I was 6. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm very, very lucky, obviously, that I have had that success. You know, it's things that people dream about, and I'm so, so grateful for it. I started on Instagram, I think, when I was 11 or 12, and I had a very different body type. I was so, so, so skinny and small. I wished for boobs. I wanted them so bad. And then on my 12th birthday, got my period and got my boobs.
You got your wish.
Yeah, my body fully changed. I was then like curvy. I had boobs. And then everybody online was so empowered once they saw they could be anonymous. The things that got said to me.
Like what?
What were some of the worst?
I got called a fat slut when I was 13. That was rough. Because I had gained weight and my body changed, I had to wear different outfits. And I wore a dress that had cut out here. And it was like the headlines were dark. Fat slut was rough for me.
Oh,
and it continued. It was the fans, some of them. We have lovely, lovely fans, but some were also hard on me in the way that, like, they loved Alex Dunphy, and because I wasn't Alex Dunphy and I didn't look like Alex, I was just different.
You weren't your character.
I'm not my character.
Right.
From them, they're like, how did you go from like Alex Dunphy to being like a whore? You're trying to be sexy. You're 13. You're a horrible role model. What are you showing people? You got so fat on TV. Now you look so fat. having my body change so much, it also changed when I was in high school because I got on antidepressants. I gained 30 pounds. It was rough going to school. It was rough online. On my Instagram, it was like
flooding comments.
Wow. And so then I was like, okay, they hate this about me. I need to work on it. Mm. I need to be thinner. Ooh. I need to change my hair here. My cheeks look weird. If I change this about me, the things they hate about me, I'm going to not get that anymore. I'm going to get praise.
Can you see yourself growing into being able to ignore and realizing that these comments have absolutely nothing to do with you?
I realized that years ago after I spent so many years trial and erroring with my appearance. And every time I changed something, something else was wrong.
What are some of the things you changed?
I tried to lose weight, a lot of diets, changed my hair, wore makeup different, wore more revealing outfits, wore less revealing outfits.
Which, by the way, if you want to wear the revealing gamut. Outfits, look, that's great, but it should be from
sexual,
you.
Sexual, just because I feel like I look good. Yeah. I look like a snack or an entree.
Yeah.
Honestly, an entree, yeah, not entree. A snack. Look, we can be a snack if we want to be a snack, but yeah. We're an entree.
You can
and
be both.
You can,
full course meal,
you can put your titties out there and like feel good about it and be like, I put them out there. They're not for you.
Right.
These are for me. Yeah, I can put what I want about me online to tell me that I'm looking for it, that I'm asking for you to say that to me. I'm asking for the dick pics in my DMs. I'm asking for all the things that are like disgusting to read. There were a strong amount of people that really just
overwhelming
amount of negativity and also sexualization that was really dark.
Ariel, I feel so much deep empathy and like love for you. I cannot even fathom being a 9-year-old, being a 4-year-old, being a 6-year-old, being a 14-year-old. And I know that you have to tailor it because you're an actress and you have to, everything's fine. And like my life is good. And granted,
if I don't, the headline
is she's ungrateful.
Way worse.
Oh yeah. Goodness. Has there been a moment for you where you already feel like you're past some of it? Are you still in the thick of it?
I'm definitely still on a journey. I've been in therapy twice a week for
years.
That's
great.
I love my therapist. I love my time in therapy. It is the best.
Safe space.
Yeah.
I just want to say, like, these conversations where we're open about therapy, especially in the Latino culture and all of them, there's a stigma of, oh, you go to therapy, you're broken, something's wrong. Most of us are broken, and we need therapy to learn to love ourselves.
Well, I think this is a perfect moment to bring in our guest. I would like to invite Dr. Tina Oyanin to the table. She's a psychologist, what I wanted to be, and aggression researcher who has made it her life's work to understand why people bully. Welcome, Dr. Oyanin, and please enlighten us. I know you've done a lot of research on this. What have you found with your studies on aggression and bullying?
We're seeing things like low levels of affective empathy. Affective empathy is feeling the feelings of other people. They don't feel the suffering of the victims.
Is this behavior something that maybe you learn at home because someone is doing it to you?
Narcissistic Absolutely. Parents.
Right? And then you get to school and you're doing the same thing that you just learned from another generation?
In some families, you know, there's either abuse or kids are simply witnessing that aggression works. And many families look good from the outside. But if there's not real, you know, emotional closeness or whatever happens behind the scenes, if there's underlying insecurity that could actually turn into high but inflated sense of self, like narcissism, those could be reasons that kids bully others. And one way to try to combat bullying, as I always say, is to facilitate empathy and good morality. It is really hard to bully somebody if you feel that somebody else is suffering.
I really want to bring someone else to the table who has gone through the most difficult thing any parent can go through. And, you know, it's hard to escape online harassment. And 11% of people who experienced it have suicidal thoughts. It's a scary statistic that turned into reality for one family. Itea Aslanian lost her daughter to bullicide. They had no idea that she was experiencing daily traumatic abuse at the hands of online bullying. Welcome, Itea.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do.
I can only imagine the pain that you and your family have gone through. Tell us about Ana. It was 3 years ago you lost Ana.
It'll be 3 years ago in October, the 30th. She had just turned 16. She was just always laughing, always smiling, very close to her brothers and our family, and great student and she loved makeup. We'd always joke around. I would say, oh my God, I don't even know how to put mascara on. And she started a whole Instagram page and did all of these funky makeup things. And she was so full of life. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to read.
No, please.
Hello to whoever is reading this. I'm writing this letter to anyone who is curious about my story and where my life went so wrong. Excuse me. If you're reading this, I'm most likely gone. Out of respect for the people who actually did care for me, I thought this should be written. In 7th and 8th grade, I was body shamed a lot. To make it worse, it was by boys. They'd always make fun of my shape and how I should be smaller. I walked into 7th grade as a very confident girl, but walking out of 8th grade, I left all of my self-esteem behind. They called me many degrading, hurtful names. I let their words get to me, and I hated myself and my figure so much. I tried to go on several diets that never lasted. I never got the results I wanted, and I just gave up. People really have no idea what kind of impact they have on your life. I can have all of the money in the world, but I will still be me. That's when I realized I really don't have anything to live for. I just wish I were never born, or that I just perished or disappeared. So it's just, it's a difficult thing, because for any parent to hear that is, you know, devastating. And how did she not know that I loved her so much?
I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to tell you, please, you seem like an absolutely wonderful mother. And not everybody gets
I appreciate that.
A mother that cares so much. And I'm so deeply sorry for your loss. I just want you to know you are a wonderful mother.
Doctor, do you have anything to weigh in on this?
Certainly, and first and foremost, Dithya, I am so incredibly sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
What research has shown is that people who are bullied by others start believing that I am a bad person. I don't deserve to have friends. I am fat, or I am ugly. I am not worthy even living. It really looks to me that your daughter was deeply, deeply suffering to the point at which she really began to believe that she is the one at wrong here. And that is a difficult situation for anybody to handle.
Because that's really what it is you don't feel like you deserve the love, because the bullying is taking that deservability away from you. It's strangers or it's people that don't know you personally telling you things that you're already insecure about, you
know? Absolutely. Or some that do even know you, really.
That makes it even worse.
There's also something called popularity competition, wanting to get status, wanting to be cool, popular, admired by peers. So unfortunately, teenagers tend to go about that with aggression and systematically putting other people down, using other kids instrumentally. So I just want to be admired by these high school guys over here when I'm still in middle school, so I can torture this innocent victim over here because I don't feel the suffering of the victim. And the sad thing is that unless we change the social culture, the goals and values that teenagers have, let's say in that particular school, unfortunately, other kids are awarding this type of behavior with actual status.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura podcast network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos antibióticos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What I've noticed is the people who are the meanest do it with the intention of getting likes and retweets
popularity again
out of the situation. And when I think back to when I was younger, I did things that were out of character to be accepted by the bullies.
I just feel that our kids, they live in such a society where everything is immediate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And you think, I'm never going to feel better. Because I know that when I was 15, I had a lot of difficulties because I thought that it wasn't going to change, because when you're that age, you think that it will be there forever.
It's the end of the world.
You don't see past that. You don't.
What did you learn from her letter?
She felt that she was too trustworthy of people that she looked to that would always have her back, friends. And that wasn't the case.
Doc, are there differences in the way that bullying affects children and adults?
Yes. You know, middle school, high school, whatever happens with our peers, if it's negative, I'm rejected, let alone I'm actually bullied, because it can be a little thing like, you know, I'm not invited to the party. It hurts so much more because, you know, our sense of self, our identity development is not there yet. We're much more sensitive and vulnerable. And self-esteem on average, by the way, dips drastically right around the onset of middle school. And it dips more for girls than for boys. So girls and women do have that vulnerability already built in. Lots to say here, but I hope this helps a little bit.
Thank you, doctor. And Idea, how much of her bullying was happening on social media?
I would probably say 80% of it was through social media. People say, well, what do you suggest for parents? And I suggest, as uncomfortable as it is, I think we need to have those conversations. Talk to somebody. Please just talk to somebody.
Create your red table at home to have
a
stable place to have these conversations.
I love that.
To all the parents out there, let's not wait until they show signs, even though they may not like it. Ask the question.
Yes.
We need to not assume people are doing amazing and ask more.
I want to thank you so much
for
sharing your story. And I want to close today actually with...
Yes, with Anna's last words. I hope I can bring awareness as to how serious mental health is. I personally think mental health is more important than physical health. I really hope people will start to try and make changes with everything in this world now that I can no longer contribute.
She's contributing right now. And will continue to contribute through you and your family. I imagine that every time you read that.
Thank you. It does not get easier.
No. And you know what? Even in her darkest moment, I think one of the most beautiful things is that she was thinking about the world.
Yes.
Absolutely. Lauren, Ariel, thank you all.
It's been an honor. So thank you.
Bullying is never okay. If you or someone you care about has experienced bullying, you can find support at NAMI.org. Or look for anti-bullying resources at IBPAworld.org/resources.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk Estefans.
Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.